you're a catcher, you're a former catcher. You're a pitcher whisperer. You spend time talking to pitchers. Tell me what your take is on Marcus Stroman's suggestion yesterday that there is something untoward with the baseballs. Keeping in mind that, as we pointed out, Johnny Cueto, he's never had blister issues before this year. David Price has never had blister issues before this year. I'll take Marcus and Aaron at their word that they haven't. Justin Verlander says there's something different about the balls as well, even though he doesn't have blister issues. So what do you make of this?
Well, first thing I would say about Marcus Stroman's comments last night is Major League Baseball needs to listen up. They need to listen to the players. These are the guys that are on the field, in the trenches, if you will, actually doing it. And before the blister issue, you know, this whole thing has come up over, say, the last couple months or, say, the first part of this season. Just look at the balls leaving the ballpark. Now, in 1998, I was with Detroit, and I was a big fan of baseball, too, but I watched the whole Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire thing, and I think we can all agree that we buried our heads in the sands and didn't think about PEDs as much. It wasn't a big deal. Now we look back and kind of laugh, saying, wow, were we ever naive, right? I think we're in a little bit of a dilemma here again, and I think this time we shouldn't be burying our heads in the sands. Major League Baseball has to really address this issue. Before we talk about the blisters, let's just talk about the balls leaving the ballpark. And I think there's a lot to be said for, I watch the highlights every night. I'm a big fan. I see an awful lot of hitters out on their front foot and flicking balls, sometimes opposite field, the other way. I've been amazed at some of the home runs I've seen. And then, of course, we look at some of the balls that are hit very well. They're going places baseballs have never gone before, it seems like. So I think that combination is first and foremost. Now, all of a sudden, we're starting to hear more and more about the blister issue with some of these pitchers. And then now it happens to Marcus Stroman last night. I think he has a very valid point. I'm not sure if Major League Baseball is ever going to address it. I know they sent a memo out to teams last week saying, confirming nothing has changed with the baseballs. But, boy, I certainly have my questions for sure.
Yeah, and when I see – and Aaron, look, Aaron Judge is a strong young man, but when I see a guy taking a ball the opposite field, the opposite way, 115 miles an hour, that gets my attention. That really does.
Well, again, I think, it's a single. Too, It's when you see the swings that should not be home run swings. And
right.
Again, sometimes we see them live in the games that we're watching here, but a lot of times it's on the highlights. And the ones that guys are out in the front foot, they're fooled, and they still flick it out, and it gets into, say, the second row in Cincinnati or wherever, and we know the balls travel better in certain ballparks. But then the two extremes, those and then the ones that are going places we've never seen, and that just, I've had my kind of antenna up for the first couple of months here, and now the blister issue is coming up. I think these guys have a very valid point.
Yeah, Joe, do you ever hear pitchers ever saying we're going to adjust the way we throw a baseball to go against the baseball being wound tighter, whatever the case is? Because when you hear people like Justin Verlander saying that something's different with the baseball, normally that would mean lesser pitchers than him would change something. Do you ever hear anybody ever say that they're going to change the way they throw it?
I haven't heard that, Kev, because I don't think the conversation is real public per se. I'm sure there's a lot of conversations among pitchers in clubhouses. Not many. I haven't had many conversations like that, and I'm not sure too many pitchers would talk too much publicly about that.
Sure.
Now, off the record, sure, but I do remember catching in the Home Run Derby in Detroit back in 2005. I was working with the Tigers, and I caught half of the Home Run Derby. Myself and the bullpen catcher split it. You remember that was the year Bobby Abreu hit 20-something in a round. It was crazy. Well, I can tell you right now, and a lot of guys joked about it back then, those were different baseballs. I'm sorry. It's almost like they're a little smaller. They're like little super balls. And this, I don't want to say this was public knowledge, but among the players on the field and all around the All-Star game at that time, you can do something to baseballs. Now, is that happening here now? I really wish I was down on the field playing right now and you're handling baseballs each and every day, but I'm so far removed, I really don't have anything to compare it to. Now, when they talk about what Verlander is talking about, how the balls feel differently, what they're saying is, A, that sure, they could be wound tighter, they can be the circumference can be a hair smaller, but it's the seams that I find very interesting, because not only if there's smaller seams or they don't stick up as much, now as a pitcher, you've got to work that much harder with those fingers to really get them into the baseball to try to impart spin on your slider or on your breaking ball. The other thing is, and I'm no scientist, but with the seams not raised as much, that ball is probably going to stay a little bit straighter. You're not going to get as much sink on your fastball. So now if you're throwing 94, it's more straight as opposed to maybe 94 with some sink. Those are all, I know they're hypotheticals. We haven't proven anything, but there's some serious questions being raised, and I think they're very fair questions.
Well, I mean, I wish the Jays would get some of those balls thrown at them. The lineup is the people in. Batista's leading off and right. Russ Martin is batting second. He's in the number two spot. Josh Donaldson's at third. He's hitting third. Justin Smoke, Kendrys Morales, Troy Tulowitzki, Steve Pearce, Kevin Pillar, Darwin Barney. Not much happening for this team offensively last night. And look, Joe, I mean, I'm never going to second guess John Gibbons' lineup. But, and I understand he's got a night game followed by two day games. But Kevin and I both kind of made the same comment. You know, Marcus Stroman's arguably your best starting pitcher. I was kind of surprised I didn't see the A group out there yesterday.
Well, and you can look at that two ways, guys. I was shocked to see them not in there, but if you think about it, think of those guys, Tulo, Pillar, and Martin, and what have they really been doing offensively? Not a ton. And if you've got Marcus Stroman on the mound, what do you normally want? Your best infield defense. Well, it's not a bad thing to have Goins and Barney up the middle. So I wasn't really, I didn't think too much about that. Bottom line is 1 through 9, basically. There's just not much happening offensively, and you can try to create all you want, but it's just not happening, and it just seems like there's a lot of similar type hitters we've seen. We've seen Bautista and Martin and Tulo, and you can even maybe put Kevin in that category too. They seem to be scuffling with the breaking balls, and they seem to be a little pull happy for me. I can't back that up with numbers or anything, but it just seems like we're seeing those balls rolled over to the left side. And that just played right into the hands, those approaches, even though there were different guys in the lineup. But I said at the beginning of the broadcast last night, with Tanaka on the mound, if they chase his slider down and away, the right-handers, and if the left-handers chase that split down, it's going to be a long night. And sure enough, they play right into the hands of Masahiro Tanaka.
Yeah, do you see anything different with Josh? You try and watch him, and we've been spoiled the last couple of years with his performance and the way he goes to the plate and the way he ambushes certain pitches and as hard as he hits the ball. And then we're seeing this guy, and this guy's basically none of those. And yeah, it's a big head-scratcher for me because of the talent the guy's had. And then you start thinking, well, maybe it's because he moves to the three spot and he's not comfortable hitting there. Do you have any idea what it is?
Yeah, I think he's got to be hurt. Something's wrong because he has just not looked like himself. And, again, I don't make excuses for players, but when the name is Josh Donaldson, who has a pretty good proven track record, and this guy's not washed up by any means, so they're seriously – things going on. Think back at that last homestand, guys. We saw some very funny looking swings from Josh. I'm going to watch him closely today, and you can too, but it was one of his at-bats yesterday. You didn't see the leg kick. You didn't see the leg kick come up big like that.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on that. So is he perhaps favoring it? Is he changing something up? Because, as you know, Kev, from the ground up, I mean, if there's something wrong, whether it's your knee or your hip or something going on, you try to favor that, you might alter something. And that's what I thought I saw last night. But just looking at the swings, that entire homestand, that's not Josh Donaldson. And you can say that he's struggling, as we all do, talk about hitters that are going through bad ruts. But the great ones don't seem to look like that for very long when it happens, and that's where I think we are with Donaldson. So personally, I think there's something wrong. He has not said anything. We have not heard anything. We know he's gone through the calf issue this year as well as that knee issue. Mm-hmm. Something's not right, though. He just looks way off.
Okay, Joe, you're a catcher. I was a hitter. Whenever I knew a guy was going to throw me a bunch of the same thing, I usually tried to take it. You watch Morales at the plate. He swings the same pitch over and over, and it's normally not a strike. You have any idea why that is? Because if Donaldson's hurt, they're going to really need him to do something with Smoke. Him and Smoke now are going to have to carry the team. Do you see why Morales goes up and swings the same pitch over and over again?
Well, the first thing you have to do is identify, and I think Kendrys knows. I saw him in the dugout before the game yesterday, and he knew with Tanaka. He put his two fingers out and did the split finger motion. He said, "Yeah, we're going to see a lot of those." And what happens? You go into the game and you chase them.
Yeah.
That's a great question, Kev, but it's all about pitch recognition. And I think, too, part of that is not only identifying that you're going to see those pitches and that you're going to have to lay off them, but it's just easier said than done. And you know, watching the game, I mean, it's a lot different in the batter's box.
Sure.
Than it is watching on TV. That split-fingered pitch by Tanaka, it looks like a strike as it's entering the hitting zone, and it dives down. Now, that's, again, not an excuse. He's got to be better because he's continued to chase, but I think part of it, too, can be you've got a struggling lineup, 1 through 9, basically, maybe besides Smoke and Pierce has been swinging the bat pretty well, but you try to do too much, and then you start swinging early in the count, and wouldn't you know it, you're down 0-2, 1-2, it seems like an awful lot. So I think it's just putting pressure on themselves, trying to do too much, and you know, as a hitter, that's the worst thing that you can do, but we talk about it all the time because it's just human nature, and I think it's what makes this game what it is. It's why you see slumps like this.
Yep.
All right, you're the perfect guy to ask this question, Joe. Not only were you a catcher, boy, that's come up like 5 times.
Yeah.
but you've got a great seat in the house right behind home plate, or close to home plate in a lot of cases, just off home plate. Angel Hernandez is suing Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred, claiming racial discrimination, specifically when it comes to the appointing of crew chiefs and the appointing of getting postseason assignments. And his take is that he has not been a full-time crew chief. He does not get many postseason assignments. Dallas Braden, former pitcher, said in Twitter, breaking, the strike zone has filed a countersuit against Angel Hernandez, claiming negligence and discrimination for the last 25-plus years. Look, I'm not going to make light of this because I think we're all smart enough to realize that you do have to be, you do have to keep an eye out for any form of discrimination, whether it's institutional, accidental, whatever. But I got to tell you, man, he's the wrong guy to press the argument here because, Kevin, you mentioned this, and I say the same thing. You talk to a player. You ask a player who the worst umpire in baseball is, I guarantee you his name comes up first or second.
It does come up a lot, and it's too bad. When I first heard of this, I don't want to say I chuckled, but because it came from Angel Hernandez, everyone right away just says, are you kidding me? Because, unfortunately, around Major League Baseball, he has a horrible reputation in terms of the quality of his work. Now, if this would have come from the Major League Baseball Umpires Union and said that they were making a statement about minorities in general, not just Angel Hernandez, it probably would have just come across far differently. But because it was centered around Angel Hernandez, this just rubs the wrong way, I think, around everyone in baseball. And it's too bad that Angel's not going to be taken too seriously. I mean, of course he will, but by everyone like us listening to something like that. But you talk to most players in the game, and I've read some things that there were studies done and players responded and how they looked very unfavorably against him.